This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. Here in LA, we think of drought and fire as our biggest climate problems. But a new study out of UC Irvine says we should also be worried about something else, flooding. Researchers found that hundreds of thousands of LA County residents could be inundated by at least a foot of floodwater should a once-in-100-year storm hit the area, which is becoming increasingly likely with global warming. Here to talk about this new study is one of the researchers, Brett Sanders, professor of civil and environmental engineering at UC Irvine. Welcome.
Thank you, Madeline. It's good to be here.
Well, it's good to have you. And when you say a once-in-100-year storm, that doesn't sound very likely, but how likely is it now?
Yeah, it's exactly 1% chance each year. That's the definition of a 100-year storm. We decide, areas that are in need of insurance based on an event of this size. We size channels based on an event of this size. We design dams to sort of think about this type of event. So it's a standard for engineering design that is used throughout the US and around the world.
I see. What does it look like? Oh, one of these storms.
Yeah, this type of an event is a very severe atmospheric river event marked by several weeks of continuous daily rainfall. So imagine for a month, it rains every day for a month. And so when we get an intense downpour of rain, then there's nowhere for the water to go. The channels are undersized to contain it, and we see flooding across urban areas, flood water spilling over channels, and then collecting into lowland areas in the region.
So you mapped out what that would look like in Los Angeles, and your estimate is a lot worse than federal government estimates. Why is that?
Well, two reasons. The first reason is that federally defined flood areas are not required to account for what's called pluvial flooding, which is the rainfall we see in our streets. So when it rains really hard and there's a pool of water at the intersection of two roads, which every Southern California has to deal with at some time, so the government doesn't require that we map that type of flooding. And that's one of the reasons. And across Southern California, we have thousands of square miles of land that's covered in roads and concrete. And when it rains hard, the water runs off really quickly. And so there's a mode of flooding that has not been mapped previously here in Southern California. And that accounts for a lot of the more shallow flooding that we predict in our study. But the deeper flooding, which is more damaging, is predicted to occur because some of the main channels of the region are undersized to contain the flood peaks that are estimated to come down our channels. So when our big channels like the LA River, the San Gabriel River, Compton Creek, Dominguez Channel, when they're undersized to contain a flood, then the water spills over the sides and it runs down into lowland areas. And that's where we predict really deep flooding.
So, like where? Give me an example of where it would be worst.
There's a region of Los Angeles County, starting in Long Beach and moving north along the Los Angeles River into roughly Southgate's Bell Gardens, that region, Bell. That part of the county was historically marshlands, like freshwater wetlands, marshlands, where the LA River and San Gabriel River would have sort of, wandered on their way down to the ocean in terms of their pathway. And the housing in those areas is below the height of the levees that are there to protect them. So that lowland area is highly vulnerable to deep flooding.
And this is an area primarily populated by low-income people, middle-income people, blacks and Latinos primarily.
The strongest association that we saw in our work was that the deeper flooding was associated with communities that had higher black populations.
And when you say deep flooding, what does that look like in a house, for example? Like how high would the water come?
Yeah, that's 3 feet of flooding. It's flooding that would, come up over your doorstep. It would saturate your first floor, damage, potentially, shut down your electrical system, cause that to short out, ruin your drywall, that type of flooding.
Yikes. So, what can we do to prepare for this or try to prevent this from happening?
Well, the first thing that we want to do is increase awareness about, who is at risk, areas at risk. City, departments can be updating building codes and encouraging, so when there's renovations of properties, to renovate properties at higher elevations. The bigger long-term response centers around how are we going to rebuild our infrastructure, our flood infrastructure? Because it's aging, it's crumbling in places, and it's actually handicapped Southern California to meet a lot of its sustainability goals. And what I mean by that is we designed a flood channel at a time when water was abundant and the priority was to create as much land as possible for development. And so we created these concrete monoliths that were designed to create a freeway of water from the mountains down to the ocean, get water to the ocean as quickly as possible. Now we have a drought. We need to prioritize water conservation, and we have a channel system that zips water to the coast. We want to have more livable cities, and we have a channel system that has concrete and offers no shade and no trees. And so I think the future for Southern California, in my mind, in terms of infrastructure investment, is thinking about a long-term, sustainability plan that involves a wider channel. And a wider channel to create more space for water and more space for water conservation. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of my sort of thinking about how we need to redesign our infrastructure and rebuild it.
Yeah. So primarily you're talking about the LA River.
Right. LA River, San Gabriel River, major flood channels across the region are... they're doing one thing. They're designed to move water quickly to the coast. And there's many other functions we need out of those channels. You know, like I said, water conservation, ecosystems, a more livable city.
Brett Sanders is a professor of civil and environmental engineering at UC Irvine and one of the authors of a new study out which models what would happen if there was a 100-year storm here in Los Angeles. Brett, thank you.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Madeline.
Coming up, how the TV cop show has changed after the Black Lives Matter protests.
There are several new shows, among them ones you've already mentioned, East New York and The Rookie Feds, that are also kind of rethinking what a cop show should be, how cops should be portrayed.
That's coming up next on Press Play.